Hannah.
How are you, Hannah?
Oh, okay. Every day is a
Unbelievable.
busy day, you know, and run into and fro.
I know. I'm going to get off for a minute and call the other gentleman, see if he's ready to join.
Okay, I'm not sure I'll be able to stay on. This is not a good time for me, but I'm going to try.
I understand.
Okay,
If I,
I should hang up and try again in a few minutes.
well, it's up to you. If once I leave, you should get music until somebody
Oh,
comes back.
okay.
So,
Tony's outside cutting grass, and I don't know if he's going to come in and say he's hungry or thirsty or whatever. So if I have to hang up, I'll just have to hang up. But I'll try.
speak to you soon.
Jack.
Jack, he was going to go off to try to reach you, so.
Sorry, what?
He told me he was going to try to reach you, that he was going to hang up and try to call you. So he should be back on in just a second or so.
Are you talking about Hanuk? Okay.
I asked him if I should hang up in the process, and he said no, I would just hear music. So, I mean, I assumed that you're the person he was going to try to reach.
Yes, Jack is, and I forgot to mention to Jack that I was inviting other people, but I hope he doesn't mind.
And if he does, I don't mind. You know, I can always listen to the recording or whatever.
Well, I won't speak for Jack. If he wants to express himself, he will.
Okay.
It's fine.
I'm glad to hear it. We're going to start with Parashat Tzav, section 4. This is the Torah of the burnt offering, part 2, verse 19. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu kunene aleinu maaseh yadeinu kunenehu. Tachatzi betiv zot Torat ha'olah. Amar Rabbi Chia, Hai Kera, Okim Na, Le Behai Gavna, Zot Torat Da, Kaf Bet Kaf Yud, Ha Ola, Dehi Salka, Umit Tera, Leela, Leela, Leit Kashra, Kadka, Yeot ad atar diikre kodesh kadashim. Come and see, it is written, this is the Torah of the burnt offering. Rabbi Chiya said, I have interpreted this verse in the following manner. This is the Torah is the congregation of Israel, namely Malchut. It is the burnt offering, literally rising, since it rises to be adorned high up, properly attached even to the place called the Holy of Holies, which is Bina. The basic question that many of the commentators ask or comment upon is that verse 2 of the Parashat Tzav starts out with the phrase, this is the Torah of the burnt offering. The translation is usually, this is the law of the burnt offering. But Torah is a code word, obviously, and Torah is much more than the word law. We use Torah to refer both to the five books of Moses, the Chumash, and to the Tanakh, and also to the way we live. We try to be a Torah in the way we live. So if Rabbi Chiya is interpreting this verse, the Torah of the burnt offering, to be the children of Israel are rising, it's another explanation but it leaves too many questions. Verse 20. Da amar zot Torah, da Knesset Yisrael, ha ola, da machashava, ra'adihi salka, aruta v'barnash, le'asta'a, le'meorach kushot, ki ha'ola hi desalka, le'astiyat, le'levarnash, uva'e, le'okarga, la'benura, begin dela yit yachiv la dukta viasta'a. Another explanation, this is the Torah, is the congregation of Israel, Malchut. And the burnt offering is an evil thought that arises in man's mind to make him deviate from the way of Torah. It is the burnt offering which rises and accuses man. It should be burnt by fire, so as not to give it room for accusations. This is actually a beautiful technique. Many people, when they're praying, get random thoughts that enter their minds, and many times they're negative thoughts. The Baal Shem Tov teaches that random thought has a spark of light that needs to be elevated by that person. And the way to do that is to burn, is to really meditate, take that thought, put it in a box, a wooden box, wrap it up, put it in the eternal fire that never goes out, and let it burn, because light cannot be destroyed. The fire is not going to burn the light. It's going to burn the negativity and allow that spark to rise through the smoke as of the burnt offering. And this technique works very well for healing purposes as well as for cleansing and spiritual purposes. Verse 21. Al hamizbeach kol halayla man layla da kaf yud dihi zot begin diate ledacha lebarnash mehahu reuta al mokda begin dinahar dinur yihu atar leokda lekol imun Dila kaimi bikri yumaihu Biha alain lon bihahu Nura de dalik um abre Shultane hon me alma ugin dila yishlot Itzderich al mokta al hamizbeach Kol halayla ve'it kafya ve'la shalta. Hence it shall be burning upon the altar all night. What is night? It is the congregation of Israel, Malchut, which is Zot, which is the Hebrew word for this in the feminine form. That past purifies man from that wish. It is upon the altar, referring to the river of fire, as a place for burning all those who do not endure, namely the other side, since they are passed through that burning fire, and their power is removed from the world. Therefore, in order for it to have no power, it should be upon the altar all night. It is then subdued and has no power. This verse is hinting at what I described in the previous verse as the meditative technique to remove the negative thoughts. Also, the the verse. It's Leviticus chapter 6, verse 6. Esh tamid tukad al mizbeach lo tikbeh. The fire shall be burning all night. Is a meditative technique to use as a mantra as well. But I have found personally that the wrapping the thought, you know, imagining the thought being wrapped in a wooden box and then putting that into the fire and watching it burn and the smoke rising is a better technique for me personally. Verse 22. Vialda kadit kafya ay salka kafyud dihi ruach kedusha disalka ve'it atra le'ela deha saliku dila kadit kafya hay chayla achara it perash mina ugin kach beinan beraza de karbena le afrosha le hai sitra meruach kucha umehav la hulaka begin beruach kucha istalak le elah. When that other side is subdued, the congregation of Israel, Malchut, rises, which is the Holy Spirit rising to be adorned above. She rises when that other power is subdued and separated from her. Hence, the secret of the sacrifices is needed to separate that side. The other side from the Holy Spirit, Malchut, and to give it a share so that the Holy Spirit will rise up. The verse is fairly clear, but just in case it's not. The ola, the burnt offering, has no aspect that is given to the priest or to the Levite or to the Israeli. Everything is burnt on the altar. What's burnt on the altar becomes ash, and in ash there is nothing living. There is no light in ash. In dust there can be light. In dust, because the earth is made from dust. Dust, the Hebrew word, is afar. Ash is the word, I believe it's ash, but I'm not sure what the Hebrew word for ash, but it's different than afar. Dust can have something living. The earth itself is made from dust, and it grows. Plant life grows from the earth. The whole idea of the burnt offering is a complete destruction of anything that's living in this physical world. Obviously, spiritual entities can survive the fire, but it is considered as if they died. An angel, when the tsar, the prince, heavenly prince of a country or of a nation, it's been determined that his nation will fall. He is defeated by the other heavenly princes. He is put in the river Dinur, which is the heavenly fire. And when he comes out of that, it's as if he has considered that he's died and been reborn. He never truly dies, but he is elevated in that process. Verse 22. Ve'alda kadit kafya ay salka kafyud dihi ruach kutshab v'tisalka v'yitatra le'ela v'hasaliku dila kad itkafya ay chela achara Ve'it v'rash mina ugin Kach ve'enan v'raza Dekar v'na le'afrisha L'hai sitra me'ruach Kucha ule'mehav La'hulaka begin deruach Kucha pistalak le'ela. When that other side is subdued, the congregation of Israel, Malchut rises, which is the Holy Spirit. Did I do this verse before?
Yes, you've done 22.
Okay. So, excuse me, I'm going to now do 23. Rabbi Acha Patach Ve'amar V'ha'esh Al HaMizbeach Tukad Bo V'gomer V'ha'esh Al HaMizbeach Tukad Bo Amai Uvi'er Alecha HaKohen Etzim Baboker Baboker Amai V'kahana Amai leha parame ninan Aesha bekol atar dina Hu vekahana mesitra Dimina ka'ate urchika hu min dina Deha kahana la azdeman Bedina le almin Behakahu ba'e liokadina bealma diktiv uvier aleha hakohen. Rabbi Akiva opened the discussion saying, and the fire upon the altar shall be kept burning in it. Yes, and the fire upon the altar should be kept burning in it. For what reason? Why should a priest burn wood upon the fire? We learn that fire is always judgment, and the priest comes from the right side and is far from judgment. For the priest does not come into the world through judgment. Yet here it indicates that he should burn judgment in the world, meaning he should burn the wood, as it is written, and the priest shall burn wood upon it. This verse from the Zohar is asking the question, since fire is judgment, why is the priest involved in that process? Why is he placing the wood? Why is he even cutting the wood? You know, a tree is a living thing. You cut the wood of a tree, the cutting process is a form of judgment. It's why we don't cut our hair during the Omer. We're in a period of judgment. And the hair is an antenna for the energy of chesed, and we don't want to bring judgment to that level of chesed. We need all the chesed we can receive all the time, but especially during the Omer. The verse is basically asking the question, why should a priest be involved in judgment? Because the priest is always dealing with chesed. Verse 24. Ela haki olifna barnashtiate lemechete kame mare hu okid garme bishalchovita the yetzer hara the yetzer hara mesitra deruach misava kaatya V'ha'sharya be'ruach misava u'zimnin ishtamodin karbane v'atyan me'hai sitra uva'a l'karva almad v'cha kidame le v'la ishtatze v'la ishtetal Ahuruach misava Vain me barnash uvain me hahu. Sitra diate mine ela. Besha de madbecha. Behahu asha esha. Beva ara ruach. Misava bezinin. Bishin me alma ukahana. Beda itka yavan. Letachna, Esha deva'er, Zinin, Bishin me'alma. He answers, we learn that when a man is about to sin before his master, he burns himself with the flame of the evil inclination, which in turn comes from the spirit of defilement. Hence the spirit of defilement dwells in him. Sometimes the sacrifice is known to come from that side, namely the goat, for he should offer on the altar that which is like him, like the sinner. That spirit of defilement is not consumed or negated, neither from the sinning man nor from that side from which he comes, save by the fire on the altar. Since this fire destroys the spirit of defilement, and the evil species. The priest concentrates on this when he kindles fire that consumes evil species from the world. There is therefore the need for a priest to do it, as a priest is from the right, and the right consumes the left. That last paragraph is Rabbi Ashlag's commentary, not the last two sentences. And it really clarifies the whole verse in the Zohar. Why is the priest needed to put fire and be involved with the fire? Because without the chesed, which is the priest represents, fire will continue to destroy. But fire is limited. It's bound by the loving kindness, by the chesed. This is what took place with the binding of Isaac. Isaac represents the left column, Abraham the right column, and when Isaac agreed and accepted his position of being bound, he accepted domination by chesed. And that's why the priest is necessary to be involved in the burning of these sacrifices. And in our own sense, when we take that negative thought, put it in a box, and bind it, we become the priest. We are elevating, we're eliminating this negativity, elevating our souls, and becoming the right column. Verse 25.
Call your mom.
It must therefore never be extinguished, but the fire shall ever be burning, so that its power and strength will not weaken with which it can break the evil's mighty hold from the world. It must therefore never go out. The priest should arrange a fire upon it early in the morning when his side rains, for the right side rains in the morning and awakens in the world to perfume it by arranging fire upon the altar. The judgments will be subdued and will never awaken in the world. In relation to this, we learn that there is a fire-consuming fire, since the upper fire of Malchut consumes another fire, and the fire on the altar consumes another fire of the other side. Therefore, this fire must never go out, and so the priest arranges it daily. I think the verse is quite clear. It's referring to the verse that I mentioned earlier, Leviticus chapter 6, verse 6. The fire shall never go out, or shall ever be burning. And it's the use of this verse as a protection shield for removing and burning the negativity. And this idea of fire, of burning, let me find it. There is a fire-consuming fire. It's a very interesting concept that needs to be expressed and really contemplated in your meditations. But essentially, fire-consuming fire implies that there is a fire from the right column and a fire from the left column, and they don't really merge into one fire as they do in this earth. In this earth, negativity and positivity can be mixed together and be in the same person, be in the same place, the same thing physically. But spiritually, these two fires can never mix. Reaya Mehemna, which is the faithful shepherd, we're now going to be taught by Moshe Rabbeinu. In verse 26, Pikudah le'asot ha'olav k'mishpata v'ala itmar zot torat ha'olah v'gomer k'meshi shim havo nachtin al karbana esh hokal v'eino shota esh shote v'eino okel Esh okel, v'shote esh okel l'chaim, v'veshim esh she'eno, okel v'eno shote, v'kav elayhu inun, zot torat ha'ola, had hi ha'ola, al mokda bet, al hamizbeach gimul, Kol halayla dalid ve'esh hamizbeach tukad bo eis. It is a commandment to sacrifice the burnt offering properly. Of this it says, this is the Torah of the burnt offering. There are five kinds of fire that used to descend upon the offering. Number one, a consuming fire which does not drink. Two, a fire that drinks but does not consume. Three, a consuming and drinking fire. Four, a fire which consumes both moist and dry things. Five, a fire which does not consume nor drink. Corresponding to these are the verses. One, this is the Torah of the burnt offering. Two, it is the burnt offering which shall be burning. Three, upon the altar. 4, all night. 5, and the fire of the altar shall be kept burning in it. Obviously, this verse is extremely esoteric, as is usually the case when Moses teaches in the Zohar, in the section referred to as the Reaya Mehemna. A fire consuming a fire is being described here. These five fires, these five descriptions, consuming fire which does not drink. Drinking refers to chesed. Fire refers to judgment. So that's what that explanation. A fire that drinks but does not consume is, to give you an understanding of this, I have to give you an explanation and refer you back to the concept of the fish tank that I speak of in the early classes, where each side of the fish tank has a different colored glass. And so when you look through that colored glass, the fish looks like the color of the glass. But now let's take the red side of the glass and place in front of that a green glass or a purple glass. Now, what color is the fish? Well, you're looking through purple and red. Whatever mix of color that is, that's the color of the fish. But now let's reverse the glass and say I'm now looking through the red glass first and then the purple glass. According to our physical world, the light that would be coming through that would have the same characteristic. We couldn't tell the difference between the two. But there is a difference. And that difference, that spiritual difference, is what is being described in number 2, a fire that drinks but does not consume. A consuming and a drinking fire. This is a middle column where Chesed and Gevurah meet and are balanced. Where is that? Well, in the Sefirot, Chachma and Bina, it's in Dat. In the Chesed and Gevurah, it's in Tiferet. This is the middle column. And this is what I was referring to that needs some meditative consciousness. Number 4, a fire which consumes both moist and dry things. This is the yesod, because moist and dry is different than consuming and drinking. Moist and dry is on a lower level. There's less chesed in moist than in the concept of consumption. 5, a fire which does not consume nor drink. This is the malchut. These are 5 levels referring to chesed, gevurah, tiferet, netzach, and hod. And these verses help us relate to that. That's the end of section 4, part 2. And the end of our study for today, unless you have questions. Tomorrow we will continue with section 5, which we probably will not be able to finish in one day. Hope to see you both there.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Take care.